Okay, party people. Wonderful to be with you. Love you all. You're great. This is a great crew. Even at this point in the game, like, regardless of whatever, like, leader training stuff happens, I'm like, well, you know, what are we going to do? Like, eat a meal and hang out and pray together? Like, great. You know, like, it's going to be great. I'm excited about that. So I'm just grateful to share this time with you guys. And in light of what Crawford shared of his story in terms of just, I am grateful for the Lord's kindness to bring a group of people together to plant restoration who really want to care for each other. And that is not insignificant. We might say that it is significant in terms of what we get to be a part of at this kind of like founding moment of this church that we hope 100 years from now, there are these people who none of us will know, but they're still living into the good grace that we got to start with here and that we helped breathe into life. And so just very grateful for such a time as this to share it with you guys and to do the good works that the Lord has prepared for us to do. So thank you. In terms of our overall goals for this training time, this is a little bit of like my housekeeping moment with everybody. So the four overall goals were to, in terms of us sharing this, is like how do we want to be like a culture of hospitality? How are we replicating that in our groups and just having a shared experience of that together that then can go into our groups ongoingly from here on out? Making sure we're clear on roles and responsibilities of who's doing what. What does it mean to be a small group leader or coordinator? And so we can talk more about that as we go, but that's one of the goals. Particularly leaders as guides. And so how do we understand ourselves? And this is a little bit of my trying to sort of bake in to the whole thing of like, how do we understand liturgical leadership and what that means, because we are asking, you know, we are like doing that together in terms of these evening prayer times. And so what does that mean? How do we do that? What's the value of it? So just trying to have a shared moment together there. Does anybody want this? Or it's in the bag.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's cool. So and especially like, you know, I'm doing much more like leading, right? Like, because this is a training group and like this is a large group of people, and so if you know, if I don't more vocally move us down the line, we'll never do anything. And so, but there is still a strategic way, a skilled way of like guiding a group in a time and walking, because we are trying to do liturgy together, we're trying to pray together in particular ways and meditate on scripture, and so there is a way to do that. And so hopefully there's a lot of more just like observing how other people do that in ways that if you're a small group leader or if you ever have the opportunity to lead a group, you'll be like, huh, how would I do that? How would I guide that time and lead that time? And so it's kind of the shared learning moment. And then lastly, just the character of leadership. That was, we always want to be remembering, like, you know, I'm a pastor and pastors don't always act in the right way or are great necessarily people, as we know all around. I'm not saying that's all true all the time, but even those who might be designated offices, we always need to remember the character of Jesus, and we always need to be invited deeper into Christ-likeness. And so that's just should always be on the table of any leadership thing we do, is if we're not deepening our character in Christ-likeness, then it's not worth it. And so that's the caring for one another book in particular for us, is like, how are we meditating on character traits of Christ's servanthood and caring for others? So those are the big things in terms of goals for our time. A couple housekeeping. What does this say? Oh, I'm going to come back to that. I will not be here next week. So yay, the cat's away, the mice can play. I generally, I guess, Ann and Tom are in charge, and so we'll see what goes
Alexander
on.
Alexander Haig moment.
So we will still meet next week. I will not be here. I have a yearly rector's retreat for our deanery, so pray for me for those days. But still going to do liturgy. It'll be nice to not have me lead it. I think that'll be nice in terms of overall just experiencing other people. And that'll be, Lord willing, more and more in terms of kind of less Todd up front and more other people doing things and how we might, you might get to see other ways that people lead liturgy or lead lectio or guide a time kind of thing. So heads up on that. I will not be here next week, but we still have things. And I still can observe what happens on the Church Center app. So if you guys, say things, I am on it and I will. And I will see. I guess maybe you could start your own, but I am like a super administrator and can see the things. So just so you know. Anyway, I am going to assign homework for this week. So not only am I inviting us to read lesson 4 of caring for one another, of knowing the heart things, but I would also like everyone to spend time with the other resources that are in the booklet. So you're going to need to take a booklet with you. There's actually a digital version. If you know how to navigate the Church Center app, in our group, resources, there's a digital version in there. Just click on it. You can zoom in and out and stuff. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah?
Yep.
So there I think, are 4, maybe 5 resources in the booklet. And so you could each day read through it and just spend time with it in terms of, again, we might not use these in the group, but it's good to know about. It's helpful in learning. So read the resources, including lesson 4 for next week. That's
lesson
your lesson 3. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Lesson 3. Today was lesson 2. Next week's lesson 3. Thank you. And lastly, we're going to probably have a shorter lectio time because all the things, but
it's a microcosm of what small group exactly life looks like.
There
so.
You go. Yeah. So you got to make your adjustments, roll as needed. So small group meal, we had our first ones, a week and a half ago. We have our next small group meals this coming Sunday. So just a reminder to start chatter around organizing food for that. If you're your group coordinator, start coordinating. what a great thing.
Our group has been coordinated.
Great. Well done. Well done. We are coordinated.
I have not coordinated.
Yes, me lord. Something's happening.
He's going to get burned. He can't go backwards. Yeah. He's too old.
He's like a shark.
Yeah, right.
Bo the great white shark.
Yep.
So anything, either reflections or questions. So reflections from having had one of our small group meals, questions going into this one, just since we're all here, and this is our second one going into it. Anything on that note?
Everything was great. I wasn't there. It was great. Small group meal 2 weeks ago.
It was good.
Great. Good. Kind of read the room in terms of if you think it's helpful to have a more like organized moment with everybody. We had people give like very brief, like, I don't remember what our question was, like, how'd you end up in Stanton or something like that? Cause no one was from Stanton originally. So that was kind of our get to know you time, but some kind of moment of like getting to know each other more. If that's ending the night and praying together, then great. If it's just sharing meals and conversation, great. But if you want any just help in thinking through that, feel free to reach out or chat with other people who are doing great things as well. So thank you guys for that. Excited to keep feasting, caring for people. We have new people in our group. I don't know if other people had new people. Mm-hmm. I think we spread them out pretty well, and so that's pretty fun to get to know new folks and bring in some different perspective and energy. So good. Great. Okay. Let us begin here with some prayer in the early evening And then some Lectio time. We're going to end the evening again breaking out into our leader teams and praying. We have group lists. So each small group leader will get a list of people in their small group for the sake of praying. So you take that with you. But we'll end the night praying over our small groups by name for tonight. So that's our kind of way of embodying the moving towards others, is praying specifically for our folks by name. But here we are, page 4. If you have your booklet, bottom there, family prayer in the early evening. How excellent is your mercy, O God! The children of men shall take refuge under the shadow of your wings. For with you is the well of life. In your light shall we see light.
Lord.
Together, yes, let's pray the Song of Simeon. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So our Lectio text for tonight is John chapter 10. If you want to have kind of the Lectio outline, page 8, in terms of how we walk through that. You can also, if you have a Bible and you want to open to John 10, you can, but you can also just listen. In our small group, we've encouraged folks, like, if they want to have a Bible open, they can. If they want to journal, they can do that as well. Just any way of meditating on the text and engaging wherever they're at that evening. So. Just a reminder in terms of the fourfold pattern of reading, of meditating on God's Word in Lectio Divina. The first reading is pay attention to words and ideas that stand out to you, thoughts or feelings that might be stirred up along the way, perhaps imagining yourself as someone or something in the text. That can be fruitful for a lot of folks. The second reading is kind of deeper into that zone. What other motivations, feelings, thoughts continue to surface? Is there a verse or a phrase to kind of mull over in your mind, to think about, to pray into, or maybe to memorize, to take with you, which goes into third reading? Are there any actions to that God is calling you to in terms of thanksgiving or confession or lament or repentance or reconciliation, anything God might be calling to you? And the last reading is contemplation. So just the sitting in God's presence. Again, I always like to say, if that's the moment you fall asleep, that's the right moment to fall asleep. It's just sitting in God's presence, just like a child, content, happy to fall asleep, being loved. So this is John 10, and we're going to do verses... We're going to do some verses in there. 8? I don't know. Where's my thing? We're going to do verses 7 to 16, actually. Let me pray, and then we'll do the first reading. Again, paying attention to feelings or particular phrases or words that stand out, or imagining yourself in the text in some way. Lord, we thank you for time to sit together and to hear your word. Thank you that your word is living and active, that it is powerful to reveal you to us and to reveal ourselves to us. And so would you now speak to us by the power of your Holy Spirit as we come to your word. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." The second reading, maybe again putting yourself in the text in some way as a person or as a thing, imagining what that might be like to be there, paying attention again to what motivations or feelings or thoughts continue to surface, or meditating on a particular word and how the Lord might be speaking to you in that word. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door," which is what Bo is saying. It was what he's asking for. Bo wants Jesus. "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." third reading is considering how God is calling you to respond to what you've been chewing on, to this text in particular, to give thanks for, to confess, to take action, something to memorize, maybe to take with you. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." This last reading, do your best just to rest, be at ease in God's presence, not trying to analyze or apply or figure it out, but just to be still and quiet and hearing God's voice through His Word. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Amen. So, in future weeks, we'll spend more time processing, just because I think that's just a good part of Lectio, b very helpful process and learning. For especially when we're out in the wild, as it were, in our groups, you know, we'll want to start with things like, hey, this might be new to you. You might have never done anything like this. This might be a lot of quiet, especially in like a very busy, loud world that can make us agitated. And that's okay. You know, this is just one way of trying to still our hearts in God's presence, which is especially, I think, beneficial given all the noise and busyness of life, that this could be one moment in your week when you know that you'll be able to have some time to be still and to know that God is God. And so there's things like that in terms of starting off, of giving people those sort of expectations of like, I might fall asleep, or I might be like, what are we doing? Or my mind might wander, and that's totally fine. That's the Lord is working in that as we are just hearing his word, and to be affirming of that part of the process, especially if it's new. For just a few minutes, though, I would love, if there's two ways to process Lectio. There's like processing, I'm sure there's more than that, but there's definitely two general categories. The like analyzing the experience, and then just like the sharing of like meditation. So, and both are very helpful. It's very helpful to like give voice to like, I just don't understand the difference between the second reading and the third reading. And so could we talk about that? Like that's a helpful processing. Then there's just the like, this is what I felt like God was doing type of processing. And I think it's good to put those in different categories that serve their purposes. So for right now, just for like a few minutes, in terms of just sharing things that you felt like the Lord was kind of highlighting for you or stirring up in your heart, anybody willing to share what they feel like their kind of meditation time, in what way is beneficial for them?
I can prime the pump.
Great.
I really, the word that caught my attention this time was pasture. And the going in and out of the gate, and the freedom that is there, and the rest, that, and the sense of well-being in being able to go out to pasture and finding what it is that I need. And then in my response, in the third reading, I really felt the Spirit telling me that I can really be guilty of trying to shepherd myself, and the importance, you know, just the even in my own life, the false shepherd that I can be with an independent spirit, and that the fruit of that isn't the peaceful rest that I would have just following the Good Shepherd.
I was thinking and noticing the same things along the same lines as you, but what I did want to say is I find it really interesting that listening to those verses in the Lectio context, I can, I don't know what the word is exactly, but live in them so much more than, like, maybe sitting in church context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, maybe it's the expectation, you know, I'm now going to meditate on this, but, mm-hmm. you know, I can completely envision it and listen to every word and just like really be in those scriptures when we're in the Lectio context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool. That's a shame. Any other particular encouragements or meditations?
I was really struck by the image of, like, the higher hand when trouble comes.
Mm-hmm.
Far away from agriculture anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is, since we've got horses, which are not sheep, but still pasture animals, they want to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not these docile little mm-hmm. things. And mm-hmm. in some ways, the sheep analogy is really good, because we don't always want to follow the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. One more thought before I get us into our leader teams for prayer. Well, for the last few minutes here, I'm going to invite us to intercede for our small groups. Do you have those cards?
Mm-hmm, here inside.
Great. If leader team just want to get together wherever people would like to sit, is fine. Anne will distribute prayer cards. Maybe close with the Lord's Prayer or the prayer in early evening to finish. Wrap up when you want. You need to go, you can go.